Well, we have spoken to Treasurer Scott Morrison. Very shortly, we'll speak with the Shadow Treasurer, Chris Bowen. But I think it's worthwhile checking in with the credit ratings agencies themselves in the wake of this mid-year budget update. Marie Duron is the Senior Vice President of the Sovereign Risk Group at Moody's Investor Services. Marie, thank you so much for your time. As always, you're very good with it. Can you just explain why you decided to keep Australia's AAA rating and outlook intact after this statement?
Yeah, thank you. Starting with the fiscal side, which is really the topic of today with the media update, what we see here is ongoing commitment by the government to reducing the budget deficits, and that's shown in the government's kind of keeping the date at which the deficit will be brought to zero at 2020 to 2021. We do see some challenges in achieving this target, in particular as far as keeping spending restrained and generating the kind of revenues that are currently projected in a somewhat muted nominal GDP growth environment. So here we do project wider deficits than the government currently envisages. However, for us, in terms of sovereign credit profile, what we combine this fiscal outlook together with the fiscal situation of other AAA rated sovereigns. And here what we see is that Australia's debt is relatively moderate. And we also think that Australia's economy is showing some shock absorption capacity. We have seen that in the last few years. We expect that to continue. So together with strong institutions, policy-making institutions, then we think that this is really a set of outlooks and metrics that support the AAA rating.
So is the government doing enough quickly enough to be able to maintain it? That's one of the big issues, isn't it, Marie?
So the outlook on our rating is stable, and that reflects our view that whilst there is some vulnerability, possibly wider deficits, possibly vulnerability to the housing market, for instance, we also see strength in the institutions and in the economy's capacity to absorb these potential shocks.
You're very good. Marie Duron, the Senior Vice President at Moody's Investor Services.